Paul Ramo here for Q92 Radio. It's time for Community Cares Coffee Hour with Becky Shellstead. Good afternoon, Becky.
Hi.
How's it going today? Typical
it's going
Monday?
Good.
Typical
yes.
Monday?
Yes, yes.
Did you have a good weekend?
Yes, I had fun with my grandkids at Disney on Ice in Sioux Falls. We spent the weekend in Sioux Falls. It was very fun.
Oh, wow. I saw quite a few of my friends were at Disney on Ice, too. I saw their Facebook posts and stuff. That was a good crowd there. They put on quite a show,
yes.
Don't they?
Amazing ice skaters. Wow, they were fabulous and in costumes nonetheless. So, very good.
The grandchildren enjoy it?
Yes, they did.
All right,
of course,
great.
The $15 frozen ice and the $18 cotton candy, you know, you gotta do it right to get that gold helmet. You know, you do what you got to do.
Okay. Well, Becky, we always talk with Becky on the first Monday of the month, and we talk about caregiving, Becky, and tell us a little bit about what's coming up here in November.
Okay, well, at the Madison Mercantile, every Wednesday at 10 a.m., we have just a coffee group where people can come and have a cup of coffee free. I don't know, we have some treats of some kind, and then we just kind of talk about caregiving and what's involved and any issues we've had. And I try to have someone there to kind of add on to the conversations we have. And so on December 6th, we are going to be having Deb Meyer, and she is always so good to bring something to do when we talk about caregiving. And so on Wednesday, December 6th, we are going to have Deb, and she's going to be talking about caregiving around the holidays, and we will be doing some Christmas crafts. She has a few things to that she had already gotten, and she's bringing something new with, and so we're going to be doing some crafts and talking about caregiving for the holidays, and that's this coming Wednesday now at 10 a.m. And then on Wednesday the 13th, we are going to be having Kelly Whitnable from Big Stone Therapies. I'm not sure exactly how, what she's going to be talking about yet. She kind of wings it until the very end and then just decides and comes with something, so it's always a surprise, but it's always something informational, and she answers any questions we have that we wonder about with the people that we caregive for. And so especially around the holidays when it's busy and we're going places and people are coming and just different things that go on with our personal physical health during the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Wednesday the 20th, Amber Boyens is going to be with us, and she is with Immune Nutrition, and she is going to be talking about nutrition over the holidays, and she is an amazing nutritionist, so we always have things to talk about with her and discussions and just about our oopses and this worked for me with people I'm caregiving for, and so she will answer any questions we have. And there's always good discussion going on when she's there also. And then on December 27th, the end of the year, so I thought we would just kind of go over what we talked about and just the discussions we had in 2023. And then I really want to get some really good ideas for what people would like to talk about and have discussions about caregiving for 2024. I've got an entire list of people that I'm calling for different ideas to lead the discussions about what we have going on with the people we caregive for, or what we did when we had people to caregive for and they're no longer with us. We still need that support as a caregiver that doesn't have that responsibility anymore, but still knows what it's the ins and outs of being a caregiver, and those people are welcome to come too. Even if the person you caregive for is no longer with you, you still experience that, and if you'd like to just talk to somebody about it or share some ideas with people, we also welcome that with open arms.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so a full schedule there in December, it sounds like, huh?
Yeah, we you know, the holidays are busy and everybody's got something going on, and you got Christmas parties and of course your weekly discussion or your weekly coffee groups and that kind of thing too, but we would love for people to come and join this coffee group and just talk with us about the people that you help or the people that help you, even if that's the case.
That's right. Now this is absolutely free, right, Becky? to attend.
It is free. Yeah. You can come and buy a flavored coffee if you'd like, or something from the little coffee shop the Mercantile has. Otherwise, we just offer regular coffee, and then I will go to Jubilee and grab some treats. Or last week we had cocoa almond bark or something like that. I don't know what cocoa crunch, I think. Okay. It was called. It was good. We just try to have treats, and then everybody just comes and sits down, and we start talking.
Yeah. So, I attended one a few weeks ago, and it's very informational, and, caregiving, especially during the holidays, a little more stress on caregivers during the holidays, I would guess, huh?
Right. Caregiving on the holidays, you have to kind of ask yourself a few things and remind yourself that you can say no. Does it feel like a chore or an obligation going to the holiday or the occasion or having people? You need to decide, are you okay with that? Is it something that your loved one will enjoy? Maybe it's just going to be too overwhelming for them. Are you doing it or going to it because you feel like you have to? You have to make that decision, what's best for you and the person you're caregiving for. And will you actually have fun or enjoy yourself? You really have to make decisions. Ultimately, you have to just be okay. It's okay to say no.
Right.
Will the event or activity cause you more stress and just make things worse? And will you actually get to spend quality time with your loved ones? There's always, you have to decide who's going to be there, and is it really the best thing to do? And if it is, then, you make it work. But ultimately, it's okay to say no.
Okay.
For you and for the person you carry it for.
Mm-hmm. What kind of topics did you talk about in November, Becky, at the it's called Community Cares Coffee Hour at the Madison Mercantile, as Becky mentioned, every Wednesday. Or some of the subjects you talked about in November.
Oh, you're catching me off guard here. last week we had... Laura Thomas came and talked to us about last week it was Dave Jerpseth, and he talked about the type of person you are, how you look on the outside and yet how you feel on the inside. And the people that you're caregiving for, they might come off very strong-willed, but in the inside they're very insecure. Some people are heroes are looked at as being the hero, but deep down, they really have struggles inside them. Some people are always the funny one. Sometimes they're great to have around, but deep down themselves are totally different on the inside, and that's the part you don't see. So you really need to take time to listen to people, really communicate well with them, and listen. Listen is very important, and to just talk with them about why they're acting the way they are, and if there's anything you can do, or just how do they feel. Really, be empathetic toward the people that you're talking with and who you caregive for. Mm-hmm. The week before that, we had Laura Thomas with Prairie 5, and she talked about when you're caregiving and you're going for the holidays, is your car safe for the person and for yourself that you're going with? It was mentioned your mirrors. There's a certain way you should have your mirrors set in your car. There's a certain way you should have your steering wheel set in your car. So many inches, like a business letter envelope, is how far that your steering wheel should be away from your chest. And it should also be facing your chest, not your face. So if the airbag did have to go off, it wouldn't hit you in the face. It would hit you in the chest. And granted, it's only a 3/4 of a second or something. It's just very quickly, but... it's very important to have it going the right directions. There were just some really good tips for when you're with the person you're caregiving for and yourself, the safety things you need to look at in your vehicle that you wouldn't think on a daily basis randomly what you should do. This kind of just gave us a list of things in your car, with your car. Your seatbelt, where your seatbelt is located on your neck, and how does it strap? And there was just a number of things that we talked about with that also. And then she would answer questions because she is a certified car fit technician, and so she could answer questions for everyone.
Well, that's something you really don't think about.
Right. Just simple things. And then she also showed things that if, for the person you're caregiving for or yourself, if you have trouble getting in and out of your car, they have different, an occupational therapist would have different tools to help you. There was a little hand gripper kind of a thing that you stick in your actual door. There's like a metal thing sticking out. When your door is open, there's a little metal thing. You put that in there, and that helps you rise up. It's kind of like a grab bar, only for a car. So it helps you get in and out of the car. Just simple things that you don't realize that are available to you. A cushion for your car seat if you sit too low, because you need to be at least, your eyesight needs to be at least 3 inches above the steering wheel so you can see fully your dash and above the car. And, you know, it's just little tips like that you don't even think of when you're sitting in the car, but there are things that can help you with day-to-day things, and an occupational therapist could help you with that.
Good.
The Wednesday before that, on November 15th, we had Amber again, and she is always so informational for us and so helpful with us, and helped us with just nutrition, starting with Thanksgiving was coming up, and so she had tips for us with different nutritional items to talk about.
Good.
Then the week before that, we had Autumn Runglin, and she was telling us about things that she is newly getting, well, I don't know if it's newly, but she is trained for, that I personally didn't realize that she had been trained for. And so she's taking a more holistic view of occupational therapy and learning courses to help you deal with the stresses and that sorts of things. And so she talked about, as far as speech therapy goes, the different avenues she can take with that. It's very broad, and you don't realize that you could go to her for those sorts of things. So we really got hooked on sleep and the ins and outs of why we don't sleep a lot during the night, and besides sleep apnea, what might be the reasons, and how long is actually your sleep pattern, and what could you do to, once you go to bed, get to sleep right away rather than laying there for so long. Or when you do wake up in the morning and you know you're not getting up for 2 hours, why do you still lay there? And there were just so many things that we could talk about as far as our own sleep habits that help us to sleep better, so we can take care of the people we caregive, and then we can maybe notice the person we caregive, how their sleep patterns are and how we could help them with their sleep patterns. So she was very informational about that sort of thing as far as sleep. As far as speech therapy goes.
Yeah.
So she was very interesting with that also. And then the first Wednesday, November 1st, Laura Thomas was there again. And I'm trying to think what we talked about.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, she was 35, and she's just
great.
A hoot. So, yeah, we've had lots of good discussions. And like I said, now on the end of the month, on the 27th, I'm going to be there, and we're just going to be talking about, you know, 2023 overall, and I'd love to get ideas of things that people would like to talk about as a caregiver or as the people that are being cared for, what you think good discussions would be. And if you have ideas of people you'd like me to contact that you think would be really good to help lead a discussion, that would also be awesome.
All right. That's great discussion there, Becky. And just want to encourage everyone to come over to the Madison Merck every Wednesday, 10 o'clock, for the Community Cares Coffee Hour with Becky Shelston and others. So.
Yes.
All right.
And just a blip for Chris. He has awesome things going on at the Mercantile all of the time. So the Mercantile itself is just a great place to come. And if you happen to come, just come and sit with us. You don't even have to be a caregiver if you don't want to. Just come and have a seat with us and find
listen.
Out what we're all about.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, real good. Good information there, Becky. Thank you, and we'll see you on Wednesday.
Okay, thank you very much, Paul.
Yep, Becky Shelstead with Community Cares Coffee Hour here on Q92.